Hi.
We're recording already.
Yep.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
epic fail.
Inconceivable!
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Naomi.
And this is Kittens in a Bed, and we're doing this in the living room.
Because we stuck a towel in the doorway so the air won't come out, and we have our air conditioner on. It's a lot colder in here, and it's better.
Yeah, then in the podcast room, it's so freaking hot in there.
It's like balls in there, as I stated yesterday. It's balls. So we're in here.
This might even be better for sound, too. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. See how it plays out.
Yeah.
So...
how was your day?
It was excruciatingly long. It was like one of those days where the clocks didn't move every time you looked at the clock. It was still the same time, even though you could have sworn you looked at the clock like 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Air conditioners were broken in my building. I work in a preschool, so we had about 50 plus kids in a non-air conditioned building. My boss almost closed the school, but since some of the classrooms have their own personal air conditioners...
mm-hmm.
She felt that we could all just combine classes, but
that probably makes it really hot.
I was gonna say, if you have an air conditioner, like bodies generate heat.
Yeah,
you know. So I was in a room of 14 children,
eesh,
under the age of 4,
eesh,
and there were like between 4 to 6 adults in the room at any given time.
Oh,
so that's what, 14 plus 6. That's a room of 20 people. In a very small, confined space all day. We couldn't go outside because it was too hot. I actually was... is it 14 plus 6? It's 20.
No, it's 19.
14 plus 6 is 20. 4 plus 6 is 10.
No!
Yes, it is! Don't make me count on my fingers and question my basic math skills.
Your maths?
Anyway, so despite all of this, though,
mm-hmm,
I didn't have to work with one of my coworkers, and I would take that
any day.
And luckily, my other coworkers got to work with said coworker, and they have now seen evidence of my plight in working with her.
Mm.
So that was good. It was just, but the cool thing was that one of the committee members who supports the school, she, out of nowhere, stopped by with, like, about 10 bags full of the little cup ice creams and fruit.
Italian ices?
Well, no, Italian ices and
the little yellow ones?
Yeah, but she also came with the chocolate and vanilla ice creams. Oh, I love those.
Those are the worst.
Yeah, so she came in, she got the staff Italian ices and the kids' ice cream, and it was awesome. It was really nice.
I love Italian. Those little yellow ones?
Yeah, with the little wooden spoons that come with them.
Yeah, what are those called?
I don't know. It's got some weird green scripty lettering on it. Yeah. So we got that. So that was cool.
Those, as the kids say, are da bomb.
Da bomb. And off the chisel.
Chain.
Chisel. Yeah. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Extremely long day. I don't know what we're going to do if the air conditioners aren't fixed tomorrow.
Probably do the same thing, right?
Yeah, but I really don't know if I can do that for another day. Because, like, the older classrooms... because I'm toddlers. I'm ages 18 months to 2 years, 9 months. That's my age group. The other classes are 2, 9 months up to 4. And their schedules are very different from the schedule in my class. Like, my kids eat earlier, they go to sleep earlier so they can sleep longer.
Right.
So, my kids were just kind of, like, off. They were out of whack because they didn't eat when they were supposed to, and then they were eating when they should have been sleeping, so they were kind of, like, they were hungry, but they didn't want to eat because they were too tired, and they were, like, falling asleep on their food, and it was funny, but not funny. You know. So,
girls get hair on their nipples?
Ew! Yes, sometimes they do. Not all women, but some women.
I have hair on my nipples.
Why would you want to say that? That's gross.
Guys, I have hair on my nipples.
Such a weirdo.
It's just weird. That's all.
So, you got anything? You bastard. You stayed home in the nice air conditioned room.
I wasn't feeling well. Someone kept me up all night.
Dude, I didn't mean to.
Well,
it was really hot. Mm-hmm. I was really sweaty. Being really sweaty makes me itchy. Being itchy makes me think that there are bugs crawling all over me.
Makes you pound the bed really hard.
I couldn't sleep. I was trying to sleep. It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, don't say, Ben, you had a DUI.
You did. Because I got as much sleep as you did, and I still had to get my ass out of bed, and I still had to go to work. I don't have the luxury of just not going.
Yeah, but when you stay home from work, don't you get paid for it?
Not anymore, because I used up all my sick days.
Well, you used to.
Yeah, but if you do work from home, you get paid.
Yeah.
I don't have the luxury of saying, oh, I'm just going to do my work from home today. I wish I could do that. I would not go into work at all during the summer. I don't think you could take care of kids
via the internet.
Yeah, well, I'll get them on a little webcam in a room, and I'll just watch them, and I'll get a little microphone
and hook it up to a taser.
And I'll say, yo, shut the fuck up.
Well, you're using their kids' names. We'll beep those out.
We'll beep that out.
Remind me.
I got wrapped up in the fantasy of yelling at children via the internet.
625, remember.
625, okay. My bad. Oops.
Yeah, so,
So what else? I feel like there's... Oh, we,
I like how you just breezed over my day. Didn't ask me how it was.
You play video games all day. Alright, I'm sorry. How was your day, my love?
Well, I slept because I needed some sleep.
You're such a baby.
And I did some cartooning work.
Oh, you did do work.
And, I played video games.
You did play video games?
I played GTAs. And I played Halo and all that other junk.
And we watched some TV.
We just got done playing Halo.
With the breakfast team?
Yeah, and then just Donnelly. It was fun.
It was fun. I'm tired of losing.
Yeah, Halo's just like, we've been having like a losing streak lately.
We've been like not on our game. I'm a little disappointed about that.
Yeah. I think we need that guy 008 on our team.
Really?
Yeah, man.
No, it's gotta be breakfast team.
No, I mean, we'll add more people. So I have a whole party.
But their names aren't breakfast. What's the point? We are an elite fighting team.
Alright, whatever.
I feel like there's stuff that happened that we're not talking about. What went on?
Well, what happened during the weekend?
We
went to Jamie's baby's birthday. What was before that?
We was Saturday, and what did we do? I cleaned the entire apartment. That was it. And then Joe came over, and we did the White Castle date.
Right, we went to
very classy White Castle.
Oh, that could lead into a story. There was a guy online because you girls were sitting down. You missed this.
But I got a story for you too. All
right.
That happened while you were online.
All right, there was a guy who came up and he said that he got his burgers home, and there were on every single burger there was a bite taken out of each one of them. This man is the type of guy who would tell you that he got into a car accident, but his car flipped like a billion times and landed right on the wheels and it was on fire, but he's fine and he didn't get a scratch on him. That type of guy makes up stories.
So he's a liar. He's trying to get free food.
Big time liar.
Did he have the burgers with him?
No. Of course not. He fed them to his dogs. Because, you know, that's where all the evidence went.
Did he say he fed it to his dogs?
Yes.
So you're coming back to White Castle to
claiming that you bought food and you want free food. Yeah. Wow. What type of assholes are there? Anyway, so he gets his free food after complaining for a while.
He got the food?
Listen to this. Also, while he's complaining, the incompetence at White Castle is like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's at 11. Okay? It takes a while to get your food.
It did.
It did take a while. This man held up the line even more because they had to call the manager, and it took forever.
I can't believe they gave it to him.
Wait, listen to this. He gets his food. He then starts having a conversation with the dude sitting down, and he was there you know, talking with the guy, and we got up and left. That's how long he was there talking to this guy. So his food's cold. He's probably going to go home and say, you gave me cold food, and come back, feed to his dogs, and of course, and then he's going to get more free food.
They should just give him, like, that 100 case.
They should just fucking poop in his food, which they probably did, because this guy was fucking annoying.
Oh, God.
Quickly, because we're over 10 minutes.
Shut up. I love you. I love you.
Hey, whatever. Go.
While you were online, there was this dude. First, there was this, like, little punk rocker dude in the window,
mm-hmm.
and he was, like, talking to himself. He was, like, smoking joint,
mm-hmm.
and it was really funny, but the
main story.
Yeah, there's like, you know, the whole row of windows. Yep. We were sitting there. So I look out the window and there's this big, fat Spanish dude, mm-hmm. walking down the street with like a shirt on, but it wasn't like a full shirt. It was like his stomach was showing.
Right.
But it was like a untoned stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all hairy. Fat. Yeah, and it was like poking out of his stomach, like over his jeans. Right. Then he stands right in front of the window where I am sitting, like, looking directly at me, and he's, like, making kissy faces. And I tell Andrew, I'm like, Andrew, look out the window. And the guy is, like, adjusting himself in front of the window. And I was like, that is delicious. Gross. Please give me some of that. Thank you.
Gross.
So that was my White Castle story.
All right. So that's the end of the show.
Gonna go back to our air conditions.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you. Stay cool. Vote for Obama.
Mwah.
Mwah.